morning and welcome to Everyday Money Matters, your financial advisory program. And do be reminded, Everyday Money Matters, a financial literacy program, and as such, answers to questions should not be considered as financial advice, but merely opinions of our guests. Kindly consult your financial advisor for your personal, business, financial related issues. Now that we have that out of the way, welcome to Everyday Money Matters. And I love to say, if money matters to you every day, then welcome to Everyday Money Matters. Right, if you have any questions for the money people, or the money individuals, do call any of these numbers live. 0809-191-3913. And of course, 0809-222-0913. Also do try 0809-234-5913. Or hit us up on social media. We're on Twitter at Lagos Talks 913. Don't forget to use the hashtag EMM and at Naira Metrics as well. We have Ugo Dre Obijuku in the building.
Good morning. Morning, Lagos.
What's happening? How's the situation
going? It's raining cats and dogs, my brother. Cats and dogs. I hope that rain falls in your pocket as well. Like,
amen.
A lot of money.
Amen. May there be a typhoon in your pockets. May there be hurricane season in your pockets. May your pockets be flooded. Like all the states in the Federation. How about that? Right, Dante.
Sadiq, I don't understand.
Am I not just praying?
So you're one of those guys who go to churches for prayers like this.
Devastate me with money. Punish me with resources. Hey, a prayer is a prayer.
Typhoon in your pocket, like...
It's a prayer. It's a prayer. Do you not want that?
Oh,
prayer?
My God.
Say amen. Remember to say amen.
Anyway, I hope everybody's fine. I mean, like, it's really cats and dogs. And please, I don't know whether you want typhoon rain in your pocket or whether you want windstorm
or hurricane.
Those things can be damaging. Just have normal rain in your pocket. You know, the one that can really just water your plant and so that you can keep growing.
But is that
you don't need typhoon,
you
like
need hurricane.
Like Sadiq is saying,
hurricane.
You don't need hurricane in your pocket.
You need it. What do you mean with the kind of financial situation we have?
How can you wish
tropical storm
in someone's pocket?
Yes, may there be a storm of money in your pockets. May it rain down cash.
Say amen.
Don't mind you go. Say amen.
Please, Lagos, if you're listening, what do you prefer? Normal rain in your pocket that can just water your seed so that it can continue to grow and replenish, or you want typhoon that will just come and wash away everything else?
What do you mean wash away?
Stop and come back another 2 years.
No, it's bringing plenty money. Typhoon comes with rain. You said it should rain money.
But
now.
Just like normal growth, the money that just comes.
Oh, really?
That just comes like
Mr. 50k
investment. That's not what I'm saying. You can't just say you want the one that one billion just drop.
Yes, and then you wait till the next season and another billion will drop. How about that?
It can be
raining small now. It rains all the time, but once in a while you have a hurricane or a typhoon. Yes, or a tropical cyclone. I'm praying for windfall.
What are the questions?
Oh yes, I'm going to have to introduce Tosi Olasende in the building.
Good morning, Lagos.
Listen, looks like you're with Sadiq on this.
I'm with Sadiq.
Thank you.
I want typhoon in my account.
Amen.
Let it hit it.
Amen. Tropical storm.
I'm telling you, Father, do it.
Oh my God. Phone lines are buzzing. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hey, Mwewa, how you doing? I hope you have a tropical storm in your account.
If I had not known you one-on-one, I would have asked you to go and establish a church, and I'll be the first member of your congregation.
Amen.
If I had not known you.
Wait, what do you mean if you have not known me? Are you trying to say that I cannot set up a church? We'll discuss this after.
I'm not trying to market you here.
When I open my church of hurricane windfall, then you understand.
Whether it is typhoon, whether it is thunderstorm, whether it is rain showers or whatever, in as much as that money will be retained in my pocket.
You let me down. So you're in this congregation.
Yes.
Typhoon blast.
Amen.
Ugo, if there is typhoon in my pocket this afternoon and I transfer it into your account.
Thank you.
Stay with your typhoon. I don't want
thunderstorm. Oh my goodness, me. What's the name? Do you have a question unrelated to the weather in the pocket?
Yes. I just want to commiserate with my people that I'm unable to trade on the floor. Those are hard shares in Skybank.
Oh,
yes.
It's very, very painful. Very painful. I wish them well, but it's not funny.
Yeah, it's business. These things happen. Yeah. But thank you so much, Wariwa.
Okay, just enjoy your day.
All right, man. Thanks.
I mean, they'll be flooding in your account.
We've always said that about. I mean, that's Skybanking. Yeah. It's painful, though.
Yeah, but with regards to people's accounts, they still have their money.
There are two sets of victims potential victims.
Okay.
So you have the depositors, people who deposit money in the bank. Mm-hmm. So CBN has basically bailed those ones out. So their money is there. Not a problem. People don't run into the bank. There's no run
rush
on the bank.
To pull money out.
So it's fine.
Okay.
And even if that happens, I think the CBN has enough, to can that.
Okay.
Now, the other set of victims, right, or potential victims, are retail investors like you and I. Maybe went to go and buy shares in Skybank last week or 2 weeks ago. And by the way, Skybank, before this thing, was up 50-something percent, like return.
That's true.
One of the best. Nigerian Stock Exchange is down 14% year to date. Skybank is up something. So Skybank is even doing better than the Nigerian Stock Exchange itself, like all share index.
Happened.
Yeah, and then this happened. So imagine people that are just like, this thing is going up, but let me just chuck it and see if I can make like 5-10% and then pull out. You know, and then this does happen. And then Skybank, by the way, no results for the last 2 years. So you don't even know whether it's good or bad, but you're just seeing the price go up. And the people thought that because maybe CBN being in there, there's likelihood that there might be a bill, an acquirer pretty soon. Someone might want to buy it up. So usually, investors look at this as a sign that the stock is cheap.
Yeah,
because it was trading at something couple there about then. Then before it rose to 7.7, right? So you're thinking that let me just go in at 70 couple. By the time CBN announces that they have a buyer, I might just jump to ₦1.
Yeah,
and things like that. But man,
it didn't quite happen.
Nah.
Wow.
That's one chance.
And to leverage on what Ogodre said, I tweeted, I think, on the 13th of February,
mm-hmm.
Skybank stopped being a penny stock, like this cobble stock.
Yeah.
It went all the way to ₦1.
Wow.
At that point, it had hit like a 243% return yet, even though people had not seen the results. So, like he said, I'm not even going to lie, I was also thinking,
maybe I should just divert one or two.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So people were just thinking, let's just make a quick move.
Well, these things happen. That's the risk involved, right? Yeah.
So bottom line for people. Oh, you got a phone call.
Oh, plenty.
Oh, okay.
Plenty. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Sadiq.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. Do we have Comrade Akan on the line? I'm doing well.
Comrade Akan. Good morning. I'm the lady in the house.
Morning, sir.
Morning.
Please don't tell me you're with Sadiq.
Sadiq, yes, I think you connected to Ugo yesterday what I told you about Skybank.
Actually, I haven't. Please.
No. Because I actually mandated you.
Yeah, I remember.
Put a phone call to Ugo. Because I want to hear from him this morning that I got a message from Polaris. I said, what is Polaris, between Polaris and Skybank? What is all this message all about that you will come to do justice to this message? And I was scared. I'm not kidding, because I was old enough in this country when Intercontinental Bank went into oblivion,
mm-hmm.
and Societal General Bank went SGB. Into oblivion, Savannah and Savannah Bank went into oblivion, and mm-hmm. also... So, Ugo, I'm calling you three times now. Are you telling me that I should remain here? Because I know what it means to me.
Yeah, but we'll answer your question. So, listen up, sir.
So, I wouldn't
mind to just because... in Nigeria, nothing can happen,
but just like he said, that the CBN is backing things up, so there's no need to fear in that aspect, right? Right?
Yeah, come on up. Okay. So the
I'm
thing.
All right.
Yeah. So just to respond,
mm-hmm.
like I said earlier, the CBN. The reason why the CBN is stepping is because they want to protect depositors' funds.
Yes.
So, and if you have an account in Skybank, mm-hmm. The account has now been moved to Polaris Bank.
Okay.
So, going by what the CBN has said, your funds are safe.
Yeah. Okay. And if you flash back to, I mean, you mentioned Societe Generale Bank,
Savannah
and Co. So those ones actually went under. So the CBN allowed those banks to go under. Yeah. So and depositors' funds were now under the NDIC, Nigerian Deposit Insurance Commission. So for those ones, you're only limited to, I think, 50,000 naira or something.
No matter what you had in your account. So if I had 20 billion in my account, they'll give me 50K.
So that's for those banks. But for Polaris Bank, that's not the case, right? Okay. So the CBN is, so it's nationalized. That's what it means. Yeah. Like Nigeria owns that bank.
Yeah.
So the CBN is saying, look, if you're a depositor, don't worry, your money's safe.
Okay.
Same thing with Keystone Bank, if you remember.
Same thing with
Main Street Bank, if you remember.
Okay, but I thought there wasn't one.
I think there were three of them, like
Keystone, Main Street, and one other funny one like that. So those banks also have same situation. Mm-hmm. So the CBN steps in, and then remember Main Street used to be Afribank.
Yes.
Back then, yeah. So that's exactly what has happened. So CBN went into Afribank and then changed the name to Main Street. CBN went into Bank PHB, changed the name to Keystone Bank. So that's what has happened again. So they've gone into Sky Bank now and then changed the name to Polaris. And then those now manage Polaris. They've polarized it now. They'll manage it till they get a buyer, right? Oh. The irony is that Main Street Bank was bought by Sky Bank, by the way.
You know, at 127 billion.
Yeah, wow. That's the rigmarole. So Skybank paid Amcon 126-127 million for Main Street Bank. And then a year later, Skybank now gets into trouble.
Wow.
Right? And then CBN now pumps in. Then probably just Kukuma gives them back that 100 billion.
Okay,
because CBN basically owes Amcon, right?
Yeah.
So CBN now deals them out 100 billion first. And from what we heard, they've probably pumped in like 700 billion already in Skybank over the last 2 years. Just to show it up.
So the system doesn't collapse.
CBN has now handed Skybank, which has Main Street Bank still born inside
it,
to back to Amcon.
Isn't it
just strange?
It's amazing, man.
Bottom line is that your funds are good.
Are good?
Yeah,
they're nice to take. So no need to run there with math and things. No, everything is all right.
But I mean, at the end of the day, you know your own, your own risk appetite and what you think about. So usually banking is all about trust.
Yep.
So and confidence in the institution. So I mean, I might have an account in maybe that orange bank, and I decide I want to move it to the red bank or to the other colorful banks. Yeah. So I can do any of those. So it all depends at the end of the day.
All right. Back to the phone lines. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Wumi, and I'm calling from Ayobo right now.
Wumi, thank you so much for calling in. So what question do you have for the money men, or people, or individuals?
Okay, first, about Polaris, Polaris Bank issue.
Mm-hmm.
I feel from a report I read, it was like part of the problem of Sky Bank even started from Polaris. Because it seemed like they acquired Polaris for too much. Polaris was probably was like 75 from the analysis. That he paid as much as 196.
Okay.
Sorry.
You're a bit low. We can't really hear you. Could you say that again, please?
I mean, like they paid like a 51 billion premium.
That was for Main Street.
Yeah, for Main Street, rather. I mean.
Yeah.
I think that was probably where their problem started from. I think they were just too anxious to become a very big bank.
Yes,
and that's why they just went all out to acquire Main Street without really doing their due diligence. But beyond that, of course, they had their own fails, the loans and what have you. Mm. But thank God the depositors' money is safe. Yeah, I don't have any stock in the bank, so I'm happy about that. Yeah. Then I would say, Sadiq, good morning.
Good morning.
You said you had some side also list you would like to send to people. I sent you several WhatsApp messages and yet to get
it. He's keeping it to himself.
Of course not.
The rest of the day, the rest of the room.
I've sent it on Twitter. I've been sending it to many people for the past couple of months.
I'm going to text you a number. Just send a message to that number.
If you
do you have my Twitter account
right now?
Uh-huh.
I don't have your Twitter account.
Ah, okay. But you know, I'll go through the WhatsApp, but there are hundreds of people on WhatsApp. I pretty much spend almost an hour sending things to people every single morning.
Serious?
Yeah, it's no joke.
Okay, I just sent mine right now, though.
Okay,
repeated it with me right now.
All right. Oh, yeah. I've seen that. All right, so I'll get the list and I'll send it to you, all right?
I really appreciate that.
Not a problem.
The one last thing is, I got this mail from one of the insurance companies talking about doing some kind of life savings with them. Now these guys are promising 8.75, which I feel is pretty ridiculous. So what do you suggest? Do you think that a good deal, considering say you would want to do like a direct debit?
You know what? Send this question to WhatsApp now.
Send it to WhatsApp because the line's breaking up.
I'll do that.
Thank you, Wumi.
Talking about retail investors in Skybank, though, yesterday, someone just mentioned that to me now. The CBN governor actually mentioned that there was going to be some kind of respite for retail investors in Skybank, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so maybe if you bought shares in Skybank, but it wasn't really clear as to what that be. So what it looks like is that, you know, they said they might get, in quote, a shave off. So I'm thinking that probably means that maybe if you bought Skybank at 70 kobo, maybe you're probably going to get 40%, 50, 60, 80% of your money or something like that.
That's something. That's really not bad. Because
at least it's something.
I mean, being in this space and being an evangelist for personal finance, and then keep telling people about, buy some equities, buy this, and they keep pointing to those scenarios that, how did they let that happen? How did they let that happen to us? And then you keep trying to explain that, guys, you know, at the end of the day, equity is a risky instrument.
Yeah.
But it still points to the fact that, how did they let it happen? Why did they let them buy Main Street and stuff like that?
Yeah.
So I think this is a welcome development if they actually choose to do that.
Yeah. Well, still waiting for Wumi's question here.
Basically been hoarding side hustle.
No, I have not. I've been sharing that with everyone, as many people as
because
I can.
Since we mentioned that side hustle list,
yes,
your outlook, your profile has changed.
What's the deal?
New clothes, your cheeks is getting fatter, getting busier.
That's not my fault. This is just it's a question of how I was raised. Right, anyways, let's go back to the questions. Right, this question is from Umar. And Umar is saying, hello, sir. Thank you for the great work you've been doing in educating us financially. I guess that's you guys. Says, I have a quick question, sir. Is there a body other than the CBN that regulates payment gateways? And who do I report to if I have an issue with one? Thank you for your anticipated response. Umar.
It's only one and only regulator.
That's
the big brother in the house.
That's
CBN. I don't know of any other regulator that regulates payment gateway. Anything that has to do with payment channels in Nigeria is regulated by the Central Bank of Nigeria. Nobody else. Not even NIBS. It's all CBN. So if you've got complaints, I can't remember that their email address again. But I mean, I'm going to text you a number later that you can reach out to. And then we'll give you the complaint channel for the CBN where you have issues of maybe excess charges or reversals that are not made.
Okay.
And then you can get in touch with these guys and they will sort you out.
All right. More phone calls, more questions. What do I do with phone calls? Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hey, Malik.
My own doctor, Jay. You go, Jay.
I got me.
Your production is ready on the point.
Eh?
Your production is on point.
Thank you, sir. Production, Abi.
Thank you. I'm mixing it.
There's an artosis in the building as well.
Yeah. Ugo.
Yes.
There is a bank here. I don't mention their name. But they have something to do with something to your loan. You know what I'm talking about?
They have something to do with your loan.
Yeah, the company is alone that everybody is buying for. Don't call them on the bank. You have a clue on that. Think very well.
Okay.
Eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to say.
Okay.
I know the bank. Go on.
Okay.
Ugo, I don't have any distress in the bank.
Have I what?
I don't have any distress in the bank, too.
I don't have any distress in that bank, too.
Yes.
Oh.
Then again, next one is Ugo.
Yeah.
What is it going to do to the directors and the MD of Skybank?
That's a good question.
It's a normal thing like going on in Nigeria. You could get the bank and work free.
Yeah.
I don't even understand it.
Yes.
I think if you start punishing the MDs and directors, I am not sure something will happen. Did you get my point?
Yes.
The Ugo Dre, good production, don't worry.
All right, so that bank, I think I know the bank is talking about. He says it relates to Sierra Leone people really like. Right?
Oh,
so
people really like.
So they've got a natural resource in Sierra Leone.
Mm-hmm.
So
Okay, I get it.
All right, they've been struggling for a while in terms of profitability.
Okay.
They've got, you know, a few bad loans here and there that they're trying to basically sort out. They've been working hard on it for some time now.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of, from the balance sheet, from the results that we've seen, we think the bank is okay. Some of the metrics that the CBN uses to measure, you know, strength of banks. They seem just at the borderline. So they're basically okay. We're waiting for their third quarter results.
Okay.
So that we can also look at it again and see whether they've made any improvement or whether they're still sliding back.
Hmm.
But for now, personally, I think that bank is okay. I even use that bank as well. So, So I think that bank is okay. So don't be too worried.
Nothing to fear at the moment.
And I think it's one of those systemically important banks as well. So CBN has systemic important banks.
Yeah, which is why they don't want to step in.
And by the way, CBN called that yellow company that they sent $2 to $8 billion a systemically important company too.
Really?
Called them that yesterday.
Okay.
So, but nevertheless, now in terms of the other one, yes, they should get these guys, round them up. Like we've always said that. How can you just oversee the complete destruction of a bank?
And then nothing. You get
2 years later,
package.
You're a politician. Campaigning to run a government, a state, or a country. That's what usually happens. And I think that's what a lot of people don't understand. Like, you put in taxpayers' money into, you know, the bank that's been run down, a company that's been run down. And then people who actually ran down these banks go scot-free. And then we know all these people, like, they go scot-free. And then 2 years later, they are buying up another company or doing one thing or the other.
And then we start all
into politics, you know. So I think it's an ethical issue that Nigerians are very worried about. And that's why the caller just mentioned that now. So I'm an advocate for that, too. I mean, like, if you have got a bank that's failed, even if you don't need to maybe put them in court. So, I mean, let's just have a hearing.
Some kind of punishment.
Like, you got to have a hearing. Like, the last time we had hearings when it comes to bank failure was when? During the days of the dark Abacha. Like, Abacha, that people actually like, that's the last time we had failed. Okay, remember that then? Tribunal or something. So you had and those guys never smelled the banking industry again. They were basically banned.
Wow.
Do you understand? Yeah, back then. So, and the kind of money we are losing now, I don't think it's anywhere close to the kind of money the kind of money we lost then is nowhere close to what we're losing now. Like, it's a lot more. Yeah. We're talking about hundreds of billions. Back then, you need less than $2 billion or so to own a bank. Now, $25 billion.
So basically,
there's a lot more value being lost. In terms of naira. So, I think maybe it's something that the CBN still needs to start
hopefully,
let's have a tribunal. Let's even hear, because sometimes these stories are very important. There's been a lot of
cases written about them,
what happened and all that, and lessons learned.
Yeah,
and
so that field bank the mistake again.
Exactly, that field bank tribunal basically birthed BOFIA. That's the Banking and Other Financial Institutions Act, which basically governs the financial sector today.
Wow.
So, I think it's something that we should look at.
Interesting. So, good things happened that time. Interesting.
It wasn't really like
that. Do apologize. Okay, it's a sign. They want me to read more of these things. How about that? Oh, yeah, the question is in from Wumi. He says, looking at children's school fund, my first child on the way, what do you think of life insurance saving offering of 8.75% withdrawal possible after 2 years? Any better offer?
Okay, my question to you is, the 8.75%, is that in a year?
It says withdrawal possible after 2 years. Probably.
I mean, you have other options. Why would you want to go for 8.75%?
Yeah, but he's asking,
there are better options. So, I mean, from an investment point of view, before you do an investment or anything, I always like to talk about inflation. I should always use that as a benchmark.
Uh-huh.
So, basically, what is inflation? Mm-hmm. This is like the general increase in the prices of goods and services. Yes. So, we want a situation whereas what my money can do for me in 2018, that money can do the same thing in the future.
Very true.
If the inflation rate, the latest rate is 11.23%, and this program or this offer is giving you 8.76%. It's not beating inflation. Absolutely. It's reducing the value of that
your money.
And also, it seems like you're doing it for your future purpose. You're trying to secure your child's future school fees.
Yeah.
You should be going for an offer that gives you higher
than
or at the very minimum inflation rate to protect the value of that money. Yeah, you have a lot of options. Even your T-bills or your bonds actually offer you more than that.
So rather than
there are other purposes, maybe there are other perks of owning that account owning that, besides okay, the okay. interest rate, then maybe. Mm. Otherwise,
but
I wouldn't touch it.
Based on the interest rate,
I wouldn't touch it.
Don't touch with the barge pole.
See, I actually have a problem.
Mm-hmm. What's
so
that?
A few years ago,
this
just happened recently. So a few years ago, I was trying to do insurance as well.
Yeah.
So I was saving towards my kids' school fees. So
okay.
The policy was I was going to save up to 5M.
Okay. Right?
So the idea is that if anything happens to you, your kids get that 5M.
Yeah.
Oh,
regardless of what you save. So usually, so you pay that premium every quarter and then they invest it and all.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 years down the line, things just got too hard. So, okay, I couldn't just pay that premium anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So policy is almost expiring and I'm like, okay, sorry guys, I don't need the 5 million anymore. Let me just have what I've put in already.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're gonna give me a penalty and blah blah blah.
On your own money.
You can penalize me, but just give me back the entire money. Give me a shot.
How about that?
Least, I mean, if there was any interest on you, you can have it.
Is it
like money? No? The penalty is gonna be like so it was supposed to be 250k every quarter. So the penalty is gonna be like 250k. I'm like, wait, that the whole world will hear this matter. The whole, as in, you want to see trouble, eh? The whole world will hear. Like, you gotta give it back, my man. So I mean, like, so insurance can be like that sometimes. So, and these are the kind of problems. These are the kind of things that people hear and they don't want to do it.
Yeah.
You don't want to do it. So like 8.7%, like Tosin said, below inflation rate. Come on. You know, like, how is that an incentive to save?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The only thing is that, yes, the money is not with you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? So, you know, you put it aside, you forget about it. But, man, we got to be very careful about these things.
Yeah.
Okay, insurance is good, but please, just be very careful.
Like, know what you're getting into.
Make sure that whatever it is you're getting is above inflation rate. Because at the end of the day, it's just a waste of time, really. You're better off just putting that money in the bank.
Mm. All right.
Throwing the checkbook.
You wouldn't believe this, but we have run out of time. I'm telling you.
I
know, right?
It's everyday money matters.
I know.
Like the way we rain here, the rain just usually just.
Hey, Taiwan.
Amen. Right. Final words of advice for the people out there. What do you have to say to us?
Please follow us on Instagram, Money Africa. We have a very interactive platform on Facebook as well, Money Africa. And then just chat with us and we want to hear from you.
Nice. Go, Dre.
Yes.
All right, guys. So the folks on Iometrics are saying that if you've got questions on this show and maybe you're not on some of the social media platforms, maybe Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or something, you can send us. We have a WhatsApp channel. So you can send us a message on our WhatsApp channel. The number is 0805 104-0390.
0390.
Yeah, again, 0805-104-0390.
Fantastic.
0805-104-0390. So if you've got any money question, send it to them. We also give up a lot of news, a lot of financial literacy stuff on that channel. And somebody would reach out to you.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Have a very rainy week ahead.
Yes, when it's time to flood your pocket. How about that? All right, thank you so much, guys. See you again next week. Money.